Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of The Raven Cast. The Raven Cast is a product of The Raven Review, where we talk about religion and violence and peace and family life and pop culture and the conflict that so often tends to divide our world through the lens of mimetic theory. And in this episode of The Raven Cast, I talk with Nikki Vattinger. Nikki is Associate Professor of Theology at the University of Innsbruck. And in this episode, Nikki and I met at the Colloquium on Violence and Religion in Spain this year to discuss the work of Raymond Schwager, particularly an 8-volume series that Nikki is helping to edit and put together. The 8 volumes will be a compilation of Raymond Schwager's work. And Raymond Schwager and René Girard were really good friends. And Raymond Schwager helped Girard develop the mimetic theory, especially when it comes to the notion of sacrifice. And so Nikki and I talked about that and the friendship that Girard and Schwager had. We also talked about how the 8-volume set is put together. So they will consist of some of the books that you may know already from Schwager, like Must There Be Scapegoats, Jesus in the Drama of Salvation, Banished from Eden, and some others. But the 8-volume series will also cover a lot of work of Schwager's that hasn't been published yet. So in particular, some work on the Holy Spirit. So this was a really exciting interview for me to learn about this 8-volume set that's coming up. So I hope that you enjoy it too. Thanks so much for watching. Take care. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Cover 2017. Nikki and I are here in Spain, and we're at the end of the conference. It's the last day. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, very interesting and very hot.
Yes.
And beautiful weather.
Yeah, it was 104 yesterday, and today it's a cool 99.
For Europeans, 40 degrees.
Uh-huh. It's good. So Nikki and I wanted to talk today about a project that Nikki is helping to put together, which is an 8-volume series on Raymond Schwager.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about these 8 volumes.
Well, it's a project directed by Josef Niewiadomski, who was the first pupil, so to speak, of Schwager, the first one who wrote his dissertation with him. And actually, the idea started out when we wanted to publish Schwager's correspondence with Girard. And for that, we got funds from the Austrian Science Fund. And so the first volume to appear in this series now is volume 6, is the correspondence of the two in the years 1974 till 1991. And it's a bilingual French-German version. French because the two corresponded in French, and German because we publish it in Austria. And there is now also an English translation of that done by our Australian friends. So, but that's only English alone, English only. If you want to read the original French, you have to go to the volume 6 of the Schwager collected works.
The English one is through Bloomsbury.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And this correspondence shows their friendship. It also shows how they develop their theological implications together.
Well, it shows that on the one hand, Schwager was the younger one of them. Mm. He discovered Girard as an older thinker. And on the other hand, he still held his ground in some questions where they argued about. For example, the most famous, of course, the question of sacrifice and whether Christ's passion can be called or should be called a sacrifice. And you see how this question develops all through the years, and it goes back and forth, and it's very interesting. And there are other themes in there, themes about creation, is creation good, or about freedom. And, of course, also the personal level. So in French, as in German, you have the polite form, the vous, and then you have the more friendly form, the tu. And there is one point where they just change from one to the other. And actually, what I think is one of the funniest passages, sometime during the 1980s, Girard in Stanford got his first computer. And he's trying to tell Schwager what that means, what that is. And he says, well, just imagine a typewriter without any spatial connotations. Uh-huh. And you're like, what's that supposed to be? So that's very funny. But that was the volume 6 of the series. And then, of course, we thought that maybe we should republish the most important works that Schwager had done again, because they were out of print, and maybe publish some stuff new that had not been published previously. And actually, the second volume to appear is the volume 5 of the series. It's on dramatic theology and the development of the Christological dogmas. It's a work that Schwager had worked at the later stage of his life and could not finish because he very suddenly died in 2004. And so my colleague Josef Niewiadomski and Matthias Mosbrugger, they tried to bring that together from all the manuscripts they found and made a very good posthumous edition of that work. So that's the volume 5. Then let's go to the beginning, volume 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Volume 1 is actually the very early writings of Schwager, all in German. That's one is his doctoral dissertation he did in the late 1960s and then published in the early 1970s. It's actually on how the founder, Schwager was a Jesuit, so how the founder of his order, Ignatius of Loyola, viewed the church. And Schwager is arguing there actually that there is a great distance between what Ignatius said about obedience and how he actually behaved. And he's not arguing then that you could say, well, like many people, he didn't stick to what he preached.
Yeah.
But he's arguing, if we want to know what Ignatius meant, we have to take into account both what he said and what he did. Mm. What he did is the practical interpretation of what he said. And if you leave one of the two, you're not getting the whole picture.
Wow.
And in this work, he had for the first time he used the term drama and dramatic.
Mm.
And he felt that dramatic development was one that included conflict, argument, struggle, but if it was kind of fought in the right way, it would end in reconciliation.
Interesting.
And the right way, he said, that there were two wrong ways.
Mm.
One wrong way was to try to end it by violence.
Mm.
Because he said, if it's really the divine spirit that's moving you, your solution must be divine. And violence is not a divine solution.
Mm.
And the other one was kind of to not to go into the conflict, to prematurely make everything nice and not go into the struggle. He said, that is also not really doing the spirit's work. And one of the very interesting things he also claims there, with actually quoting Ignatius of Loyola, who says that the divine spirit could move different people to different decisions, and to make out what the divine will was, you needed also both of them. So it's not the one is good and the other is bad, but somehow they have different choices that contradict each other, but you have to dramatically work out what that means.
And you see this modeled out in their correspondence with
of course,
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's later comes in the correspondence. Yeah.
That's great. So that's the first volume.
Yeah, that's the first volume. Yeah. It's really Schwager's early writings before he knew even of Schirra.
So it reminds me of Jesus and the Drama of Salvation.
Well, that's much later.
That's volume much later. Four. So he's working on Jesus in this drama.
Yeah.
Theme throughout his career.
In a sense, yes. Although in this first volume, Jesus doesn't play a big role, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's Ignatius, it's his view on the church.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Jesus, of course, has
sure.
some role for yeah. a Catholic theologian,
yeah.
but it's not the big theme there. The big theme is Ignatius, the role of the church, conflicts, things like that. And something that's also very important, Schwager already here has a critique of what he calls military sacrifice.
Oh.
He says in the military, you can sacrifice individuals or even whole units for the sake of the greater goal.
Mm.
And he says this is the opposite of what Christians should do. Yeah. That's not how Christian... He's not worried about Christian sacrifice back then yet. But the military sacrifice, he already rejects that, and he even criticizes Ignatius for having a distinction between what the individual Christian is to do and what his order or the church as an institution is to do. He criticizes Ignatius and says, no, if that is what we believe is true, then also the institutions have to conform to Christ and not just the individuals.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting.
That's great.
So that's the first volume.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second volume is a republication of, in German, of Brauchen wir einen Sündenbock, which was translated into English as Must There Be Scapegoats?
Right.
So it's the first big work that he wrote after encountering Girard.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually traces violence throughout the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And categorizes the types of violence depicted there in four categories,
mm-hmm.
Where he feels that the fourth category really is the one that then the New Testament latches onto, the suffering servant who is made a victim, who suffers violence, but not from God, but from the people. And even the people have a kind of conversion experience. They realize, we thought that he was stricken by God. Mm. But in fact, it was our sins who did this.
Mm.
So, and then he has a final chapter where he talks already about the New Testament and Jesus, giving a kind of an outlook to what is to come. And that is then, of course, actually the volume 4 with the Jesus of the drama, in the mm-hmm. drama of salvation. But then there is the volume 3, and that's chronologically in between.
Yes, yes.
And the volume 3 is a collection of essays. Again, in German, they have not yet been translated to English. It's called Der wunderbare Tausch. Mm. One could translate that as The Miraculous Exchange.
Oh.
And what Schwager did there was, during the course of 10 years, he published essays, first in the Innsbruck Theological Journal, and then he put them together in a book, on the history of soteriology.
Mm.
Soteriology being the theology of how Christ redeemed us. How did he save us?
Mm.
And he starts out with very early Christian writers, patristic writers, up through the Middle Ages, Anselm of Canterbury, of course, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Then he also brings in Martin Luther and Karl Barth from the Protestant tradition, and ends with Hans Urs von Balthasar.
Mm.
And each of these articles is built up kind of the same way. First, a historical reconstruction, what the historical theologian said and thought and how they conceived of redemption. Second part, critiquing that with the help of the mimetic theory.
Mm.
Looking at it from the point of view of the mimetic theory, what does it say about divine violence? Is it kind of compatible with a non-violent God?
Mm-hmm.
Is it mimetic? Does it make God and humans mimetic rivals?
Mm.
Or does it not do that? And with that, Schwager is critiquing and, in a sense, step by step, gathering thoughts for his own ideas.
Yeah.
And in the final article on Hans Urs von Balthasar, he already has it in a nucleus. He has this whole book, Jesus in the Drama of Salvation, probably already in his mind.
Mm.
And when he wrote that, what he did was to really make elaborate on it and give a lot of references, especially to the New Testament exegesis of the time, with which he always argued also. So this Jesus in the Drama of Salvation, I would call it his main work, where he really gives his account of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, seeing it as a drama in 5 acts.
Mm.
And these 5 acts help him to interpret different actions and words by Jesus, because even in the words of Jesus, there seem to be contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
You have the parable of the prodigal son and the good father,
mm-hmm.
with a very merciful father. But then you have judgment parables with a vindictive God or a vindictive Lord. And by this dramatic model, Schwager tried to find a solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
And he really comes to the conclusion that Jesus, from beginning to end, had this image of the merciful, all-forgiving father, because something that I realized later, Jesus himself behaves in that way during the Passion. So he actually behaves according to what he preached in the beginning when he talked about the merciful Father and the love of enemies.
The cross is the parable by which we should interpret all other parables.
Exactly. And this is basically this Jesus in the drama of salvation. But volume 4 contains another book by Schwager, namely what some have called his Jesus novel. Yes. So he did this Jesus in the drama of salvation thing in a novelistic form with a lot of also psalm quotations and biblical passages. It was translated into English, but the title doesn't come to my mind right now. Jesus, how he understood his life.
I think that's like it. That sounds right.
Jesus of Nazareth, how he understood his life.
Right.
Yeah. So that's also in this volume 4 in the German original. And now 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. Volume 8 is about to come out any day now. Was edited by my colleague Matthias Moosbrugger. Mm-hmm. And it contains essays and writings and also some letters. You could say it is Schwager's political and theological companionship at his time. So there is a small letter exchange, Schwager and Hans Urs von Balthasar. There is one article, very interesting, where Schwager talks about the possibility of ordaining women in the Catholic Church. And he really takes on one theologian who very strongly opposed it. And Schwager does that in a very relaxed, not an emotional way, very relaxed, cool manner. He just refutes each of his arguments and then comes to the conclusion, I see nothing that hinders that.
Yeah.
It's more of a pastoral problem, a problem of how the unity of the worldwide church could be maintained if we did that,
right.
But it's not a dogmatic problem, according to him.
Interesting.
And also other articles and texts, one article, very famous one, famous for us Schwagerians, very important one, is better to say. Dramatic Theology as a Research Project, or Research Program, where he tries to give a foundation for dramatic theology from the theory of science by Imre Lakatos. It's also somewhere online in English. It has been translated.
Oh,
I think it's not a very elegant translation, but one can get the sense of what it's about.
Good.
So Volume 8 contains a lot of that things. And Volume 7 will be the last one to appear. When I get back from conference and holidays, I will work on that again. I'm the editor of that one. And it contains several, some published and some unpublished stuff by Schwager. The published stuff will be the German original of his book Banished from Eden, Erbsünde und Heilsdrama, so his work on original sin. And also a bunch of articles that are on creation and original sin. And also one very early article, we found that and thought that would fit well, on the almost conversion experience Ignatius of Loyola had at the River Cardona in his home country, which is a very early piece of Schwager talking about the working of the Holy Spirit. Because of the so far unpublished material, the most important that will go in there is his theology of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He had a lecture on that, I think, for the whole time he taught in Innsbruck. And he always modified it again and rewrote something and changed something. And so it was quite difficult to get at a publishable text, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope to be able to accomplish that and to finish that during the summer. And then also we will bring in Schwager's outline of his lecture on the theology of creation. We hoped to be able to bring in the whole lecture, but there was not enough material. He had a collection of quotations from other people, but he had not yet written out his own text on it. And so it doesn't make sense to publish the quotations he had gathered. So it will be just the outline and the structure. And we hope that this still gives an idea. So if I can get it to the publisher by the end of August or September, it should be out end of this year or early next year.
Well, this is very exciting that we're getting even more stuff from the great Raymond Schwager.
Yeah, it's some is more. Yeah,
I think it is.
I'm hoping that it comes out in English at some point.
Yeah, that would be nice. So if anyone sees that who wants to do a translation,
yes.
or no, yeah, why not?
Yes.
So
awesome. Yeah. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for this overview of, and also for editing the volume and your help in editing the volume.
Yeah. And of course, thanks to all the colleagues who were in that too. Yes. I mentioned Josef already, I mentioned Matthias. I forgot to mention Karin Peter. She edited the second volume, so we were a team actually of us. And Simon de Kolkelaar, who is also here to at this conference, he translated the letters from French into German.
Oh, great.
So that was actually a team that we had that worked on that whole stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being with us and talking with us about it. And if you want to stay up to date on all things cover related, you can go to the cover website at religionandviolence.org. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.